Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is TX's favorite day. We are doing his favorite topic right now, mundane celebrity encounters.
Ooh.
Now, the
that
mundane.
Was the saddest. Here's,
oh, it was mundane.
Here's
oh.
the thing. The mundane is not the celebrity.
The mundane is where they were.
The mundane is the encounter.
Okay.
So, like, we don't want to hear you ran into Kathy Griffin because she's like the ultimate D-list celebrity, right? She's she's a mundane celebrity.
How would you like to be Kathy Griffin right now?
She's like the most ultimate loser.
No, I think she wears that as a badge of honor. I believe she had a show called D-Listers or something. She was like, knows.
We watched it. My sisters and I watched it.
Yeah, she owns the fact that it's like she never quite got over that hump. But it's not that. It's like you met Tom Cruise. But instead of Tom Cruise going like, hey, what's your name? And you guys jumped out of a plane together. He was just like, what time is it? And you're like,
Okay.
I don't know, it's like 6:30, and it's like,
hey,
cool.
Thanks.
The encounter itself has to be. Now, you may be asking yourself, why would I continue to listen to a show where we're about to hear celebrity encounters of the mundane kind? Because these are badass.
they're my favorite. It's so cool.
He does have a very weird sense of humor, but you guys have to call and make this work, because if it doesn't work, he suggests it almost every day and we give in like once a year. If this goes bad, he has to leave.
Oh, forever?
What? Yes. Because I keep telling him, people would rather say, I made out with celebrity, and it's like, oh, I was in Safeway and Sammy Hagar was there. I remember having that call and someone was like, he took me into the bathroom, we made out. It's like, that's not mundane. But if he'd been like, I gotta pee, where's the bathroom? And you go, right over there. That's what you're looking for. It's like,
Do people just walk up to people in Safeway and say, let's go make out?
If you're Sammy Hagar, you do, yeah. You can.
Yeah. I've had a low success rate, but you can do it.
Right. It's not illegal per se.
No, you know, we've done celebrity kiss and tell, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which is fun. Like, because celebrities sometimes just make out with strangers.
Good for them.
Right.
Okay. Now, TIAC has suggested we do it today because I believe you've had one recently.
I did. Very recently. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I went to the airport to pick up my wife. So she had to gate check her bag. So I knew she was going to the baggage claim. So I went to the baggage claim to wait for her. Because the airport's so confusing now.
You parked your car and went in?
Yeah.
It's his wife.
Yeah.
I could take notes, fiance.
You definitely, if they have to wait for their bag, you go in. For sure.
I don't know if that's standard.
If it is if you love them.
Okay. Anyway.
Well, because in the airport's so confusing, I don't know where to go anymore. It's like they're coming from all over now, it feels like. So I'm like, I'll just go there. So I'm waiting at the baggage claim for my bride, and I see a celebrity. And I get kind of nervous. Cause I'm like, oh, that's definitely him. It's definitely him. And then I think to myself, I have a couple options. I could approach. I've got lots of questions. Or I could make it mundane.
Oh, my.
And I chose to make it mundane because I love this, because of my dedication to work, really.
You made it mundane?
I did. Yes. The person I saw was David Adelman, the coach of the Denver Nuggets.
Oh.
Oh, that little nerdy boy? Did he get the job?
He did get the job, yeah.
He's a permanent
coach. He's the permanent coach, yes.
Well, okay. Yeah. Oh my God, he's such a... Okay.
He's not nerdy at all in person.
He's...
When I saw him.
Okay.
He was, so I recognized him. He had a hat on and he had AirPods in and you tell he's like... And he's in Denver, so it's like, yeah. I don't... I'm trying to get my bag and get out of here, yeah. You know? Like, I don't want to be bothered.
Okay.
So I saw him and I stared at him until he looked at me and I... When he finally did, I said, I gave him a little, like, a knowing, like...
head nod?
Head nod, and he gave me a knowing, like, head nod back.
And that was that.
And that was it. That was it. Now ESPN is reporting, he's telling the Nuggets that he actually saw a T-Hack at the airport.
I want him to call in and go, here's my Monday celebrity encounter. Yeah.
But then later, so then he like waited, went to the other side of the baggage claim, and I saw another guy went up to him like, oh, you're good. And then they talked for like 5 minutes. I'm sure David Adelman's a super nice guy, but...
He also may have just wanted peace while traveling.
Yes. Yeah, he just wanted the head nod.
So I went with mundane, and it was worth it. It was so worth it.
Having the AirPods in is a...
Yeah.
He's that's the go away.
Yeah.
So we shared a moment, which almost makes it not mundane because it was... We shared that, like...
No, but you still didn't do anything epic.
But it was like, I know. And he's like, you see me? And it's like, yep, that's it.
Okay. Fun. Do you get it, Erica?
I get it.
Okay. Well, because the other day when we were doing something, we were doing, like, animals, and you told a cricket story. So yeah. I just want to make sure that you're in the wheel. Like, you understand what we're doing here. It's like, so anyway, there I was. And you're just...
I went to sleep miserable about that cricket story.
I imagine you did.
Yeah.
Because you ruined the show. Hold on. So if you have an encounter... as mundane, or maybe a little notch above or below. But you understand, mundane celebrity stories is what we want to hear to save T-Hack's job. 303-222-5423, text or call.
A few years ago, I went to a festival in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Oh. And
is that Hozier?
Yes. And I got Hozier VIP passes.
He had a festival?
Yeah. He was one of the headliners. It's pretty cool.
Got it.
But I was on stage as Noah Cyrus was performing.
Is this mundane?
And Billy Ray was next to me. And he said, do you know, or I asked, I don't remember. Did he ask? Did I ask? One of us asked where the trash cans were.
Oh.
I was like, right there.
Yep.
It was almost not mundane because she was on stage.
Right? It was just side stage.
It was, but it is mundane because she can't even remember it, really. Yeah, it's just like, true. I don't know.
Somebody asked for a trash can and the other person knew where it was. And then
that's pretty neat.
But that's, I mean, that's...
Also, do those two speak anymore?
Him and Noah, yeah.
Yeah, okay, it's okay. Trev. What's the name of the kid Trevor? Who doesn't like?
Well, I don't think Miley and him just started to
figure
things out.
It's the boy that doesn't like him.
Yeah.
Trace.
I was going to say Trevor.
Who's with you doesn't like this? He was in Metro Station.
Yeah. Shake it.
Thank you. All right, I've got a mundane celebrity story.
Does it involve crickets?
It does not involve crickets, although you may respond with crickets because it's mundane.
Okay. Yeah. No,
I lived in Los Angeles for several years after college.
Okay. Yep.
And I moved into this apartment, and at the end of the street was a really nice neighborhood, which is weird. Not a nice neighborhood in general, but the end of the street, there was a gated neighborhood.
Oh, cool.
Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell lived there. And I wasn't totally certain right when I moved in. And one day I was out for a run. I was in my running stage. And a man with a tie-dye shirt was walking the opposite way from me. And we similarly went head nod. And it was Dax Shepard walking into his neighborhood.
Wow.
And I was running by. Yes. Pretty mundane.
That is perfect. Exactly what we're looking for. I mean, if you do much with the celebrity, TX's not going to let you through. It's got to be... It's got, like, your job is on the line here, but you know they have to be mundane.
Okay. Can I tell another one?
When we come back, you can.
I'm dying.
Do you have another one?
I do. Oh,
I love these.
Yes, I go mundane all the time. It's the best one.
Can it be a bigger celebrity than the Nuggets coach?
Yeah, okay.
Well,
it is.
He doesn't sound certain.
Okay. Mundane celebrity encounters. 303-222-5423.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're doing mundane celebrity encounters to save T-Hack's job.
Yeah.
And I know that some of the people who've called in, their encounters are not exactly mundane. You said you have one more you wanted to share.
I do, yeah.
As big as the Nuggets coach?
Perhaps more mundane even. I was at a party and I went to the bathroom and Josh Peck was at the party.
My gosh.
And I said, oh, are you in line? He said, yeah.
I feel like you and Josh Peck would be friends.
There we go.
I think that's an insult.
What?
I hate Josh Peck.
Oh my, I feel like he had such a glow up and he's like,
for sure,
and
but he's annoying AF.
Okay, to be fair, I don't follow him or anything.
Well, what I can tell you is that
Who is this guy? I don't know who that guy is.
Nickelodeon. Josh.
Okay,
yeah.
He was in an episode of The Last of Us season 2 and we were all like, why is he here? And then something happens and you're like, thank God.
I haven't watched season 2.
Imagine he dies.
Okay.
All I can really tell you is that he was next. That's all I know about him.
Are you in line? Dude, you, here's the thing. He has mastered the mundane part of it.
Like you did it on purpose.
Yes, of course.
Because you think that
you're like, Josh Peck?
Oh my God. He's like, I'm just in line for the bathroom.
Right, and they love it when they're like, and I'm just a normal guy.
Yeah.
And TX gives them that moment.
Rhonda?
Yay.
Mundane celebrity encounter. What do you got?
So mundane. Dog the Bounty Hunter lives in like Castle Rock or Larkspur, and he was at the Castle Cafe in Castle Rock.
Okay.
And I was walking in, he was hanging out outside, and I just looked at him and I said, "Sup, dog?" And he just said, "Hey."
I love
these stories, man.
Yeah.
These are so good. Like, that's all that happened.
Sup, dog?
These are the worst.
I'm
going
to say that to Josh Peck next time I see him. Sup, dog?
Thank you, Rhonda. Mary.
Yay!
Mundane celebrity encounter. What happened to you?
Well, coincidentally, this has to do with Dex Shepard as well.
Weird.
I used to work at a car rental place up in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and he came in to return his car, and I said, I love your podcast, Armchair Experts, and he just looked at me and said, cool.
He said, you should listen to the Slacker Show on the Odyssey.
Really, Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Don't get fooled by that old Odyssey word.
That's also funny. So this was more recent.
Yeah.
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 Okay. All right.
Cool.
Thank you. Cool. It's like, this is so anti what we want on the show. It should be. So, okay. Jay?
Yay.
Mundane celebrity encounter. What happened?
So I was 19 working at a little restaurant at the base of Steamboat Ski Area, and Bill Murray was staying at the hotel, apparently, came in, was eating, and everyone just mobbed the poor dude, and kind of like, hack, I didn't want to be that guy. So yeah. I was bussing tables. I just walk over and say, may I take your plate, Mr. Murray? And he just looked up at me like, what? you're not mobbing me. He's like, yes, please. You know, just totally casual, but I didn't want to mob him, man. It's wrong.
Can I take your plate, please?
Yeah. Oh,
Mr. Murray.
Mr. Murray. That's with sweet. Respect.
It's cool. It's mundane. It's what he wants.
It is.
All right. Thank you, Jay. I don't know why. I have anxiety about this.
What?
I know, because I just want...
Is
I know
bad?
We want it to...
No, I know, but I'm kind of getting the... not... Where it's like...
Secondhand embarrassment?
Not that, but it's like, I know you don't want me to call you out, so it's like the... I don't know how to describe it. Where it's like, I'm doing you a favor by not bringing attention, but I'm going to say, hey, Mr. Murray. Like,
sup, dog.
Yeah.
Sup, dog.
Yeah. I don't know. All
right. Annie?
Yes.
Yes. Yay. Mundane celebrity encounter. What happened to you?
All right. So I was with my boyfriend at the time and his dad at a casino in Arizona. And I was hanging out at the bar just drinking a soda because I was with a DD. And this guy comes up and he's like, hey, how you doing? And I was like, all right, I'm all right. How are you? And he's like, I'm drunk. And I go, well, that tends to happen at, you know, 1 a.m. on a Friday night. And he goes, can I buy you a drink? And he's like, I said, no, you know, I'm the DD, so I'll pass, but thank you. And he said, okay, well, thank you very much. Have a great night. As he was walking away, this flock of girls just start surrounding him. And I'm like, holy crap, that was Charles Barkley.
Not to be confused with Gnarls right. Barkley, right?
No, Charles. The basketball player. It was
right,
I was like,
right,
oh.
Right.
See, that's mundane. She didn't even know who he was.
Yeah, but that encounter was more than mundane because he wanted to buy her a drink. Mm. I feel like.
Yeah, and okay. I turned him down.
Did turn him down. So it's you're on the verge of mundacity.
It's a good argument. I'll see what you're saying.
Thank you, Andrew.
Yai.
Mundane celebrity encounter. What happened to you?
I had just graduated college. I went to a bar in Lakewood and walked in, sat down, turned next to me, and Paul Walker from the Fast and the Furious series was sitting right next to me. Super nice guy. He was there with a friend. Only interaction we had was he asked me for some napkins at one point. I just handed it to him and then went back to watching TV.
Why are you cracking up?
Yeah.
He asked for some napkins.
All these stories end with, so yeah.
That was that.
That's what I love about it.
Tiffany?
Yay.
Mundane celebrity encounter.
All right. So I was in a restaurant with a friend, and it was on a Sunday. Football's playing. This big, huge guy is leaned up next to the railing next to our table, and I keep telling my friend, I know that guy. I've met him before. So finally, she's like, just fine, ask him. So I turn to him, and I say, hey, you look really familiar. Do I know you? And he turned to me, and he said, I'm Evander Holyfield. And my mundane is going, oh, okay, and turning back around.
There you go. You are. All right. Thank you.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.